Everything was ready. The moment God had been waiting for was here at last. God was coming to help his people, just as he promised in the beginning. But how would he come? What would he be like? What would he do? Mountains could have bowed down. Seas could have roared. Trees could have clapped their hands. But instead, the earth held its breath. As silent as snow falling, he came in. And when no one was looking, in the darkness, he came. The God who flung planets into space and created the entire universe with just a word was making himself small and sending his son down to us as a baby. There was a young girl named Mary who was engaged to a man named Joseph. And one morning, a great angel named Gabriel appeared. Mary was frightened. "Don't be afraid," Gabriel said, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I'm still a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the baby to be born will be holy and will be called the Son of God. You will call him Jesus, for he is God's own son." So Mary trusted God and responded, "I am the Lord's servant. Whatever God says, I will do." And sure enough, it was just as the angel had said. 9 months later, Mary was almost ready to have her baby. Now, Mary and Joseph had to take a trip to Bethlehem, the town King David was from. As they reached Bethlehem and it was nearing the time for Jesus to be born, they couldn't find anywhere to stay except for an old stable, as every room in all the inns were full. So there in the stable, in the quiet of the night, God gave the world his wonderful gift. The baby that would change the world as we know it was born. Mary and Joseph wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. They named him Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God has come to live with us, because, of course, he had. That same night, amongst the other stars, suddenly a bright new star appeared. It blazed in the night and made the other stars look pale beside it, lighting up the darkness and showing people the way to Jesus. Some shepherds were out in the open fields when suddenly they turned around. Standing in front of them was a huge light blazing in the darkness. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "I've come to bring you good news and great joy for everyone, everywhere. Today, in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. Go and see him." Behind the angel, they saw armies of angels singing and proclaiming a beautiful song. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all." The shepherds hastily made their way to Bethlehem to find all the Lord had told them. They entered the stable and knelt before Jesus. They had heard about the promised child, and now he was here, heaven's son, the maker of the stars, the light to the whole world, our king, our savior. And the story of his life would forever be the greatest story ever told. Everything was ready. The moment God had been waiting for was here at last. God was coming to help his people, just as he promised in the beginning. But how would he come? What would he be like? What would he do? Mountains could have bowed down. Seas could have roared. Trees could have clapped their hands. But instead, the earth held its breath. As silent as snow falling, he came in. And when no one was looking, in the darkness, he came. The God who flung the planets into space and created the entire universe with just a word was making himself small and sending his son down to us as a baby. There was a young girl named Mary who was engaged to a man named Joseph, and one morning a great angel named Gabriel appeared. Mary was frightened. "Don't be afraid," Gabriel said, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I'm still a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the baby will be born holy, and will be called the Son of God. You will call him Jesus, for he is God's own Son." So Mary trusted God and responded, "I am the Lord's servant. Whatever God says, I will do." And sure enough, it was just as the angel had said. 9 months later, Mary was almost ready to have her baby. Now Mary and Joseph had to take a trip to Bethlehem, the town King David was from. As they reached Bethlehem and it was nearing the time for Jesus to be born, they couldn't find anywhere to stay except for an old stable, as every room in the inns were full. So there in the stable, in the quiet of the night, God gave the world his wonderful gift. The baby that would change the world as we know it was born. Mary and Joseph wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. They named him Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God has come to live with us, because of course, he had. That same night, amongst the other stars, suddenly a bright new star appeared. It blazed in the night and made the other stars look pale beside it, lighting up the darkness and showing people the way to Jesus. Some shepherds were out in the open fields when suddenly they turned around. Standing in front of them was a huge light blazing in the darkness. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "I've come to bring you good news and great joy for everyone, everywhere. Today in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. Go and see him." Behind the angel, they saw armies of angels singing and proclaiming a beautiful song. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all." The shepherds hastily made their way to Bethlehem to find all that the Lord had told them. They entered the stable and knelt before Jesus. They had heard about this promised child, and now he was here. Heaven's Son, the Maker of the stars, the light to the whole world, our King, our Savior. And the story of his life would forever be the greatest story ever told.